Order.
Parliament was adjourned this week, but as Rhys Lyon reports, there was an electric atmosphere in one of the committee rooms.
Four state-owned power companies were up for their annual financial reviews, and it was a chance for opposition members to grill the board of Solid Energy about its $389 million debt. But who they really wanted to put under the spotlight was the company's former chief executive, Don Elder, who's still on the payroll. Instead, they had to settle for its chairman, Mark Ford.
Dr. Don Elder did resign. I asked him to be available for a transition for questions because he is quite a repository of knowledge on the company. Don accepted a 2 months advisory, but he is allowing the current management to get on with things. He's working from home.
Labour's Clayton Cosgrove wanted a clarification about why the former chief executive wasn't sitting before the committee.
Don Elder's not here today as a member of the executive team presenting to this committee because it wouldn't be usual. Normally, the chair and the chief executive present to this committee. There is no reason for Don Elder not to be here in a private capacity.
That would only happen if the Commerce Committee agreed to subpoena Mr. Elder, but with a National Party majority, that's unlikely. So Mr. Ford was left to explain the company's financial position.
With these debt levels and the need to fund a potential $100 million cash deficit for this year, it was clear to the board that the company could not carry on as it had in the past. As a response, the company embarked on a major restructuring plan.
Mr. Ford described some of those restructuring measures.
We reduced capital expenditure by $100 million. We restructured the workforce with a 50% reduction in corporate support services and development jobs, which together with the redundancies at Spring Creek and Huntley East Mines have resulted in a 25% reduction in employee numbers.
The Solid Energy chairman was positive about the company's future.
We will be moving to a business model that substantially reduces the cost of coal production. We expect this approach to restore the company to profitability by the 2015 financial year.
Solid Energy Chairman Mark Ford. Later on Thursday, it was Genesis Energy's turn to go under the spotlight, represented by its chairman, former Prime Minister Jenny Shipley.
We've again delivered some very strong figures. 71% net profit after tax. It's with this in mind that the board has authorised an interim dividend payment of $57 million. And this is the first dividend that's been paid since 2010. This announcement of the dividend signals our return, or our intention to return to paying both interim and full and final dividends on a regular basis.
Labour's Clayton Cosgrove asked if Ms. Shipley was right for the job, given her former role as boss of failed construction company Mainzeal.
I hold a number of directorships. I take them all seriously. I constantly focus on whether I'm working in the best interests of the company, and I can assure the member that in all of my roles, both current and former, I have sought to work in the best interests of the company.
Ms. Shipley said Genesis Energy's performance spoke for itself.
As a professional director, I expect to be judged on results. And in the case of Genesis Energy, Mr. Chair, I'm very pleased and proud to present both last year's and this half year's result. I think it absolutely stands scrutiny.
Genesis Energy Chairman Jenny Shipley. And earlier, the Commerce Committee reviewed the soon-to-be-sold-off state-owned energy company Mighty River Power. But before the meeting even began, it descended into chaos, with MPs squabbling over what could and could not be discussed. Labour's David Clark complained that the board of Mighty River had not sufficiently answered questions provided prior to the meeting.
The questions are standard questions that are put every year. The other SOEs that we're examining have found a way of responding to them, even if they disagree with the minutiae of the way the question's worded. I don't think we as a committee can effectively do our job on behalf of taxpayers, so can I submit that we hold this review over until such time as the questions have been answered.
Mr. Clark found support from Green MP Gareth Hughes.
It's frankly disdainful, I think, for the Select Committee in this Parliament that questions such as how many credit cards you have, the floor space you're leasing, you refuse to answer. I think it's deeply disappointing.
Though Mr. Clark wasn't so polite.
This feels at the moment like a two-fingered salute to the taxpayer. Yep.
Also on Thursday, the Commerce Committee held financial reviews of Transpower and the Electricity Authority.
That report from Rees Lyon. Parliament will resume with question time at 2 p.m. on Tuesday. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.